This is Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
Hi, this is Leon J. DeLisle, the creator and producer of An Airman Story. You can catch our show several times each week on Warbird Radio. But for more information on our project, please log on now to AnAirmanStory.com. We are a 501c3 corporation and depend solely upon your gifts. If you would like to help us preserve history, visit us online today and make a donation. Many thanks.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
What America did for me, I treasure deep in my heart. I never dared to dream that someday I would be wearing the uniforms of two great air forces, that I would complete three distinguished military schools, accumulating some 8,000 flying hours in some 85 different types of aircraft. Yes, I was able to really achieve and accomplish all this with the opportunity given to me by Uncle Sam and the American people. And my gratitude to this great country is too great to express in words how I feel in my heart.
The Logbook Series featuring Steve Paisanos, available now at AeroCinema.com.
Second gas and hollered ass. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, 2010. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and I want to welcome you to the show. If you're listening live tonight, we're glad you could join us. If you're listening to our podcast, you know, we're glad you were able to listen to that too. But hope you can join us live sometime. Man, it's August 17th. Can you believe the summer has flown by so fast? It's just incredible. We got a great guest tonight. You know, I met this gentleman in Toledo, and we went and had lunch, and I've met very few people who are so enthusiastic about this hobby. I want to welcome to the show Guts Vogelsang. Guts, are you there, my friend?
Sure am. Thank you. It's a real treat being on this show, and it's a real honor. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
Well, we're glad you could join us. If I butcher your name, please accept my apology.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. My father-in-law has been butchering. It's one of his hobbies, butchering my first name. So don't worry about it.
Well, I wanted to take a minute, though, and let people know that during the show tonight, if you have any questions, if they have any questions for you, they can call in at 478-787-4768. Or if you have Skype, you can Skype in to Warbird Radio or shoot me an email at live@rcscalebuilder.com if you have any questions or comments for Guts. So I guess we'll get right into it. Guts, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company, Vogelsang Aeroscale, maybe how you got started and what you guys do exactly for those that don't know about you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's two roads I could travel. I could tell you the private background, which might be interesting to friends, but I think the listeners want to know the professional background. Professional background being that my father got me into the hobby when I was 6 or 7. I'm 36 years young, I guess, right now. And it came that in 2007, me and my family, we were in Germany for a year, and I ran a lot of my father's old friends and my old friends, people that have known me ever since I was a teenager, basically, and they knew I was going back to the States. They knew about me. They've known me for a long time. There's a lot of trust over there, of course. I mean, once you know someone for 20 years, it all, of course, builds trust. So they approached me just asking me real casually, could you help us out? It became more and more. I saw an opportunity to start a business in a way that might not have been done in the U.S. before. Our strength really is we're working with a lot of the smaller manufacturers in Germany and all of Europe, for that fact. Mm-hmm. And we have a warehouse over there. That's something highly unusual. So we're able to do quality control. We have an office over there, and we bring everything in via container, keeping the prices low. It started out with only a handful of manufacturers. We had companies such as Barth, who are known for their Waco, Schlund with their Fly Baby, and others. And those are all wooden kits, CAD designed and CNC cut in Germany. And we expanded from there. Now we're the exclusive dealer for AirWorld, for example, and the difference is that, again, we have a warehouse over there, so when kids come in, we check them over there in Germany. We don't open up a box over here to see if the contents are there, for example. So and that really makes it fun because, you know, we take kind of the risk out of it for everyone involved.
I got you. Well, that's pretty interesting. You know, anyone who has gone to your website, which, by the way, a link to your website is available on the episode thread for this show on rcscalebuilder.com. But anyone who's been to your website sees you carry a pretty broad range of kits and engines and products. Do you have kind of what is your criteria for picking what items you're going to carry?
Real selfish, actually. See, as you said already, like, I'm a real enthusiastic guy. I think this is one of the greatest hobbies and activities there are. And what I'm always looking for is stuff that I really thoroughly enjoy myself and where I, from my experience, know that the quality of it is there. And that's what we end up carrying. And through all these years, my father has been doing this for 40 years now, for example. He was out in Vegas in the 80s and 90s competing at the QSAA event back in the day, the quarter scale event. So there's a lot of this experience here in the family when it comes to European products. We really know the market over there, and there's a lot of product that has never been presented over here. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for new stuff. I don't want to compete with anyone. I think that's part of our business ethics. We don't want to try to push anyone out of the way. We really don't want to do that. I want to find a new product that's fun, that's interesting, that hasn't been available before, that might be an improvement that people didn't even know was possible. For example, our APS fuel pumps for the Moki engines. We are the official Moki dealer here in the U.S. And, for example, we have that external fuel pump that people in Europe are familiar with, that they use. And over here was quite a new item, so to say. I mean, we really sold a lot of them lately. We're actually sold out right now, but we'll get them back in a week.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'd seen reference to those. They look pretty interesting. But, you know, one other thing I noticed, too, it seems most of the products that you carry are very high-quality products. Is this one of your prerequisites, I guess, for choosing, you know, what you stock?
No, absolutely. And, again, you know, I'm always looking to carry stuff. Yeah. Where I really not only believe in the gentleman or the manufacturer's word, I mean, everybody will always try to represent their product as good as possible, but I'm always trying to find a product that I already have experience with, or some of our good friends in Germany already have experience with, and that's what we're carrying. Of course, we're not competing with China. You know, we're not competing over price. We're competing over quality, just like you said.
Yeah.
And that's what you'll find on our homepage. Let it be our mahogany beechwood props or the kits or the engines. I'm always trying to find stuff that's really on the top tier of what's available worldwide.
I got you. And along those lines, let me just interject here. I want to send a big thanks out to you for the props you donated for the site supporter giveaway this summer. That was very nice of you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm really excited about that, too.
Hey, along those lines, too, I just got an email in from my buddy Dino DiGiorgio, and he wanted me to pass this on to you, that he's glad to see that you picked up the AirWorld kits, especially the 198. It's a great flying model. Keep up the great work. Very nice products.
Yeah, that's Mr. Falco Wolf himself. Thank you very much, Ian. I appreciate that. And thank you for letting me use your photo on our homepage.
Yeah.
Wonderful Falco Wolf he has there.
Oh, yeah. He's a super nice guy, too. And he's a regular here on the show. So, you know, we have to give him a little bit of a hard time. We can't be too nice to him.
So. The nice thing, for example, with the Falco Wolf, I mean, anyone that's ever seen, and I don't think it's too many, has seen the box this airplane actually comes in. I mean, we're talking a full composite kit. This is not sticks and boards. This is full composite. So everything's already there in its three-dimensional form. And it's really the size of a big family refrigerator. Only the Americans have them. I mean, if you look at German refrigerators, they're the size of a shoebox, but boy, do they build them big over here. So, and what we do is, like, we bring those kits in via container, not air, and that really keeps the prices down. If you look at the Air World kit for the Falco Wolf, for example, we're really trying hard. I mean, you know, when you're at our homepage, look at the prices. Yes, they're high, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But they're already in stock prices. There's no hidden cost, nothing. And I think that's really exciting. That excites me, and I know that our customers that have, you know, we've dealt with, they're real happy about the new lower prices.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Our little accessories company we have. We used to carry that airplane, and I remember the first one we got in. We went to pick it up at Delta. And it was like, holy cow.
No, absolutely.
So, yeah, absolutely. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's a nice airplane. It really is.
But it's not even the biggest box. I mean, I was really in awe when we got that Concorde in. We already sold it. We get more in this winter. But this is a Concorde that's 174 inches long.
Wow.
And I don't think the box is much smaller. When we got that box, we were speechless. Absolutely. But, we've got a warehouse here, and so far the roof hasn't come off yet. we're still able to find nooks and places to put our product.
That's great. Well, look, let me ask you something. You know, probably a thing that a lot of modelers over here would be concerned with is since you're importing these kits and making them available to modelers in the U.S., do you support the products that you sell?
Oh, absolutely. All the spare parts are available. Worst case scenario, I mean, usual scenario will be that we either have the spare part or we're going to cannibalize another kit that we have in stock.
Right.
At no extra cost. The nice thing is what we're doing here, we're dealing with full composite kits or with those CNC cut kits. Mm-hmm. So all parts are interchangeable. You know, if I take something out of a kit and I put it back in a few weeks later, it makes no difference.
Right.
Because they're all identical. They're all either out of a mold that never changes or the computer-generated data that's being exercised on the CNC router. So, yes, we do that. We do that, absolutely. We help the customers while they're building. We're available even during the weekends, should there be any questions or problems. We're translating those manuals. A lot of those manufacturers don't have English manuals, so we're doing that too, so that people are getting English manuals. And we're supporting the product 100%. Absolutely.
Super. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Folks, if you'd like to call in and join in the conversation, you can give us a ring at 478-787-4768. Or if you have Skype, which is a free program, by the way, and we got to get you on that too, Guts. get you back on it again. You can Skype us at Warbird Radio to join in the conversation. Or you can email your questions in or comments in to me at live@rcscalebuilder.com, and we'll read them over the air for you. You know, one thing that really impressed me, let's talk about, if you don't mind, can we talk about your dad a little bit?
Oh, absolutely.
Why don't you tell folks a little bit about your dad and what his involvement with the hobby? Because this is an interesting story, in my opinion.
It is very interesting, and since I was so close to it, I don't even know where to start. I only know how big his story truly is when people come over, visit him in Germany, and they see his collection. My father used to race cars. He was part of the German touring car scene back in the day, and then you know, he asked for my mother's hand in marriage, and they got married. My mom said, you know, it's either me or the racing. So he dropped the racing, and he tried to find some new hobby that will fulfill him as much as racing did.
Yeah.
And he went back to RC. He did that. He was born just after the Second World War, and they had control line stuff and all sorts of things back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But now when he got back into the hobby in 73, all of a sudden there was like the first remote control system available. So he got right into that. The very first plane that he built in 73, he crashed it within seconds, and it's still in his workshop. It's up there on display. I think one of his first bigger kits was actually a Budd-Nelson kit. I think it was a Mustang. A Budd-Nelson Mustang. I must have been 3 or 4 years old back in the day, if memory serves right. And he just went from there, took it from there. They had the first bigger engines that became available, the Quadras and so forth. And what he pioneered basically is taking those steel chainsaws, especially the 110 Solo Twin, which was of course a different engine. Solo is not steel, but he had a Solo Twin at 110 cc's, and the two pistons shared one cylinder housing, making for a very compact engine that was very easy to cool, since there was no aft cylinder anymore that would overheat. Was one block. Anyways, that was the ticket to bigger scale flying. Before that, they were, because of the Quadras and their limitations, they were stuck at a certain scale. And because of his racing background and his incredible knowledge when it comes to engines, he was able to do those modifications and transform those engines into model RC-worthy engines. And he took the ball and ran with it. I remember being a young kid and his planes becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and more intricate, and then all of a sudden he was gone. He was in Vegas. I was very young, and the first year he went, he had a Ball CUSA third scale sub-top that he scaled out. But the real neat thing was that he had, I think it was seven, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was seven OS engines that he geared up in a radial pattern, in a star pattern. They drove one huge prop.
Wow.
And that was something brand new back in the day. That was early 80s. And then it just followed. He would go to Vegas every 2 years. That was his favorite event. I mean, we sit there in Marco Island, Florida, a few months out of the year now, and we meet down there. We sit and he tells me about these wonderful years and how much, you know, you appreciate the warm welcome the U.S. scene always gave him. And he brought really amazing airplanes over. He brought a fully scale Wright Flyer back in the day. He got best of show with that one.
Wow.
He had a quarter scale Messerschmitt 163 with a giant pulse jet engine, 6 foot long pulse jet engine. That plane went north of 260 miles per hour.
Gosh.
He was the only one that was actually able to kill the engine in midair and restarted. There's video footage of that. It's quite incredible, and it continued. He had a giant scale Fokker D7, all stainless steel construction, and a Sopwith Pup with 270 cc. That back in the 80s, that Sopwith Pup was built for 20G, and he pulled them in Vegas.
Wow.
I mean, he flew everyone's socks off down there. Tell you the truth. A lot of fun things. And then there was disasters, too. I wasn't there that year, but he had a Messerschmitt 328 with two of those big pulse jet engines underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And he lost both of them. One of them, the engine died, and he had to put it in order not to endanger any of the spectators. And the other one, a sleeve that was on top of the pulse jet to protect the elevator, on ground, got caught, and the fire was so extensive, it's become known as the Vegas barbecue. There's footage of that, too. No, but his collection is incredible. He's not only built giant very, very scale airplanes over the years. Just this this spring, he finished his second Fokker Spinner, for example. Yeah. He's built a lot of engines. He's built four-stroke inline engines, 150cc radial engines, you name it. So he's really a jack of all trades.
Wow, that's really interesting. You know, it's always interesting when you grow up in that environment, and then you really don't appreciate it till you become an adult and start, you know, possibly get into the same hobby or profession or whatever. And
you're absolutely right. I'm looking at the things my father's done, and it's kind of, definitely not frustrating, but it puts everything in perspective, because I'm sitting here, and it's 2010, and I don't know how to beat the stuff my dad did 30 years ago.
Yeah.
With my little stupid projects I'm doing, right? But you're right. When you're young, I mean, it's your dad, and it's just normal.
Yeah.
You know? Right. You just think that's what everybody's doing.
That's right. What's the old saying, necessity's the mother of invention? You know, so I guess when you didn't have the things available that we have today, you had to be able to come up with what you needed, you know?
Absolutely. And he had unique access. We were, my father was in the steel. He was an employee in the steel industry back in the day. We had extensive access to the tool making and all these things. So that really helped in the process.
Oh, I bet.
So there was always a machinery that was quite, you know, unavailable to everyone else because of the corporate background too. So that that of course helped them with those visions.
Well, look, let's get back on track before we wrap things up. Let's get back on track with your business for just a minute. Let me ask you one other question. If people want to get in touch with you, obviously they can contact you via your website and email. You also have your phone number on the website, correct?
Yeah, that's very important to us. We don't have a web shop, and every now and then people ask us, why can't I put stuff into a basket here and order online?
Right.
Now, we prefer to talk to our customers in order to offer the best customer service we possibly can.
Gotcha.
And that's why we urge people to call us at our phone number, the 919-533-6275.
Right.
Of course, it's not needed if all you need is some stainless steel flying wire or thimbles or turnbuckles. But once we get into the engines or the kits or the dead engines that we carry, the IQ Hammer engines, or the gear or those gear drives for the Zenoa engines. I mean, I really prefer to talk to people and you know, answer all those questions they might have.
Right.
I think it really makes for a happier, more satisfied customer. And you won't believe how many really, really nice gentlemen I get to meet that way. It's really rewarding.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Hey, we did get an email in that has a question for you. This is from Glenn McIntosh. I don't know if you know Glenn, but did you see that real nice looking Storch up at Toledo?
Yes, I did.
That was his airplane. Yeah.
So I didn't even know when I saw that airplane, I didn't even know where to get those chains he had in there. That's
yeah.
To begin with.
Yeah. He's an incredible
model. Incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
He really is. Well, look, his question was he's really interested, I think, in the Moki radials. He's getting ready to do a he's working on his Cessna 195 right now, but he was really interested in the big 400R, I guess. Can you comment on that engine a little bit? I know there's not a lot of people who have ran that in the U.S., I don't think.
Yeah, it's really not much different in design from the 250.
Uh-huh.
It is a short-stroke engine. We have two engines in that size. We have the Valak 420. And we've got the Moki 400. Now, you would think there's only 20 cc difference. There are two different philosophies. The Moki is like, let me say, like an IndyCar engine. It has a short stroke. It has a smallest possible crankcase housing, and it's a great performing engine. Just as reliable as the 200 series, the 215 and the 250. Of course, but then there's the Valak, and the Valak I'm going to be putting into my half-scale Birker Jungmeister in a few months, and that one is a long-stroke engine, which is closer to the radial engines used in manned aviation. But to get back to the Moki, absolute fantastic engine. Again, we recommend using the external fuel pump. just to get rid of the maintenance issue when it comes to the internal fuel. It's not really a fuel pump. It's a pressure pulse inducing pump. Anyways, that's needed to so that the engine is able to suck the fuel in. We eliminate that. We have a nice pump that supplies the engine with active pressure, giving you the opportunity to have the fuel tank up to 48 inches away from the carburetor. But it's a real powerhouse, that Mookie 400. We'll have it back in stock. Right now we're out of stock, unfortunately. We sold our last one. We should have it back in stock in a couple of weeks.
Gotcha. You know, something about the Mookie engines I'd like you to comment on. I know a lot of people are a little leery of spending that kind of money on an engine when it appears to us Americans to be a fairly new engine, when in actuality it's not.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, first of all, yes, they're expensive. They're right up there with your turbines. But keep in mind that unlike a turbine, there's a lot more parts involved with a radial engine, especially, of course, since it's four-stroke. These engines have not just been around for a year or two. They've been around for a long time. And the customer is not the test driver. These are by now mass-produced engines. They've gone through the growing pains, and they're incredibly reliable this day and age. Of course, there is a maintenance involved, just like with your 90-size OS or Saito four-stroke engine, the Glow engine. You know, whenever you have four-stroke, there's certain maintenance issues that need to be addressed. But these engines have been around for a long time. They've gone through many, many revisions when it comes to the cams, when it comes to that pump I was just talking about, when it comes to the cylinder, the sleeves that used to be steel sleeves, now they have Nicosil coated bores. So a lot of stuff has happened. They've gone through many, many experiments, and the product we see today is the result of many, many years of research. And what we do here at Aeroscale is we have all the spare parts in stock, and we offer service. So we have all that in-house as well.
That's super. You know, folks, if you've never seen or more importantly, heard one of these engines run, it's incredible. I mean, it really is. And the thing that comes to mind is I think Dino was flying one in that 190, I believe. And, of course, Scott Prossen and his big Wildcat. I think he's got a 250 in that one, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah, that Wildcat, that's one of our planes too, and that one was designed around the 250, actually.
Yeah, so you know they're great sounding engines. They really add a whole nother level of realism to the model. I mean, they really do. And but that's just my thoughts about it. But anyway.
So the scary thing really is like once you own one and run one, you really fall in love with it, and. Yeah. And when you know you just want more, it's like a drug you're on.
Right.
I know from my own experience because I've used them, I've flown them, and I've owned them for many years before we even became a dealer for Moby. And I know how addictive it truly is to have a big radial engine. It's just something else.
Yeah. And let me reassure you that for you guys out there who have had past experience with full-size radial engines, these are nothing like them as far as maintenance or being nasty.
No, they're actually really clean running. We run them on a 1-to-50 oil mix. The only maintenance that really needed is every 2 hours or so, check the valve plate, the rockers. Mm-hmm. And I always explain to our customers, once you have the brand new engine, give me a call, and I'll walk you through how to adjust those rockers, and it will take more than 2 minutes, and you'll become a true expert in doing that. And the only other maintenance you really want to do is, like, oil the rockers. There's a little breather hole on there. Do that every 2 hours, and you'll be in good shape.
Gotcha. Well, that's some good information that I'm sure a lot of people were interested to know. But by any means...
Yeah, and Mike, even people like, if there's someone out there who hasn't purchased the Mookie from us, but wants those questions answered, just call us up. We're more than happy to help.
Absolutely. That's just what I was about to say. I was about to ask you if people could call you if they have questions.
Oh, absolutely. Like I would say 20% of my call volume here is it's just guys asking how to install their DA100. and I'm more than happy to work with them because I always find it fascinating to hear about what other people are doing.
Right, right.
And it's always a wonderful experience.
Well, that's super. Well, look, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And will you come back again maybe sometime and give us an update on what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. Again, it's a real treat and it's a real honor. And I cannot thank you two enough for having us here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you.
It means a lot to us. Thank you very much.
Well, good. Well, thanks again. And thank you again for your support of RC Scale Builder. You know, it's vendors like yourself that keep that site alive, and everyone appreciates it. So a big thank you for that. But well, all right, folks, that's going to wrap it up, and we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to have our weekly trivia question, of course. So be sure and stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
This is Warbird Radio.
Now showing on aerocinema.com.
What America did for me, I treasure deep in my heart. I never dared to dream that someday I would be wearing the uniforms of two great air forces, that I would complete three distinguished military schools, accumulating some 8,000 flying hours and some 85 different types of aircraft. Yes, I was able to really achieve and accomplish all this with the opportunity given to me by Uncle Sam and the American people. And my gratitude to this great country is too great to express in words how I feel in my heart.
The Logbook Series featuring Steve Paisanos, available now at aerocinema.com.
Hey folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with rebroadcasts throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics in Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Our thanks to Ezel Aviation for generously supporting Warbird Radio. To find out more, visit them online at EzelAviation.com. That's EzelAviation.com.
This is Warbird Radio.
Hey, and welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and glad you're listening tonight, or if you're listening on the podcast, we're glad you're listening that way, too. Just a couple of quick items to get out of the way. We're glad to be back tonight. We've been down for a couple of weeks. As you may or may not know, Matt Jolly moved to Washington, D.C. and moved the station up there. So we've been off the air for a couple of weeks, but everything seems to be going pretty good now. So I think we've almost got all the bugs worked out.
Mike, it's Matt here. Let me just step in and say thank you to you, by the way, for helping out.
No problem.
And keeping the station on the air. You know, you did a great job, and just really appreciate it, bud. Did a wonderful job. My thanks to you. So thanks for keeping us on the air, and I know all the guys enjoyed the shows that you hosted while we were traveling to Oshkosh and just all that stuff. We had 100% uptime. I'm pretty proud of that, and even with
well,
the move.
At least I tried not to butcher it too bad, you know.
No, you did a great job. Thanks, Mike, for all your
help. Well, hey, it's my pleasure, buddy. But aside from that, so we're back now. So, you know, as we start gearing into building season here, I expect all of you to be listening Tuesday night in your workshop while you work on your projects. or morning if you're on the other side of the world in Australia. We're glad you can listen in also. We appreciate that. But let's get down to the fun stuff. I have a trivia question. Matt, I would like you to join in on this one because I know you have the trivia question and answer there. And I found this to be such a unique piece of information. I did not know this, so I had to make it the trivia question.
All right. Shoot. Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, first, folks, if you know the answer to the trivia question, you will win a bottle of Zap Thin and Zap Medium CA donated by Meister Scale. And they're gracious enough to supply us with glue to give to you guys each week. So many thanks to Dino. Dino's the man. I had to get that in. But appreciate that. They really support the show a lot, and we do thank you. Okay, so if you know the answer to this, you can call us at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio or email your answer to live at RC Skill Builder. But I'm here to tell you, if you email your answer in, you're probably not going to win if somebody calls or Skypes in, because they'll do it so much faster. Okay, so give us a call. Here's the question. And
you need a drum roll. That's coming.
Yeah, we need a drum roll. Okay.
Yeah, I'll get a drum roll.
What is the most popular source for the phrase "the whole nine yards"?
Oh boy.
And where did that phrase come from?
I'm not going to Google it. The whole nine yards.
Yeah. What is the most popular source for the phrase "the whole nine yards," and where did that phrase come from?
Does it have to do with the scarf?
Not at all.
No. See, I don't. People are going to think I cheat.
If you know the answer to this, give us a call at 478-787-4768.
Looks like you have a call here, Mike.
Okay.
You have a call.
Well, hello. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
I think it's Glenn, Mike. Glenn McIntosh calling, but let's see if we can. Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I am here. You hear me?
We hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I believe the answer is when the fighter pilots came back and they asked, "Did you get any?" And they said, "I gave them the whole nine yards."
I'm sorry, Glenn. I can't hear you.
He said when the fighter pilots came back, Mike, they said that he gave them the whole nine yards.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
I'll accept that answer. The reason is because now this is the most popular explanation for this. There are several.
Right.
Was that Navy fighters carried 27 feet of ammunition total in their ammunition bays, and that was what they would say after they emptied everything on a target, was they gave them the whole nine yards. So congratulations to Glenn. He wins some Zap Thin and Medium CA from Meister Scale. And Glenn, shoot me your email address. I mean, your mailing address, and I'll get that out in the mail to you this week.
All right. Well, that's good. Okay, congratulations there, Glenn. Glad he won tonight, Mike. You know, the scarf. What was I thinking? That'd be like a mile and a half long or something. It'd be...
I thought that was really interesting, though. That was a very interesting little piece of trivia there.
That is. The whole nine yards.
Well, folks, also be sure and check out the latest offerings at Meister Scale. They, of course, are a supporting vendor on RC Scale Builder, so be sure and check them out. You can find the link on rcscalebuilder.com, or you can go to meister-scale.com. Matt, let me ask you a question. So are you getting settled in up in Washington?
Well, I'll tell you what, the studio is. I'm telling you, Mike, I just sort of turned the chair around and was watching an airliner land at DCA there from our perch here high atop the city of Washington, D.C. It's just a gorgeous night up here, and the studio, I feel right at home in here. It's just nice, really nice. Great studio.
That's awesome.
We're so lucky to have this, and going to make the most of it here. And, man, I'm telling you what, Mike, this is just awesome. It's like big city radio here now. So
Texas boy makes it big.
I'm telling you, we're so close to the Pentagon, I think they're going to call me for coffee here in the next week or so. I have to go over and
now, that's what they have kernels for, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we'll see.
That's a funny story, by the way.
I'll have to share that one. Yeah. Listen, you know, okay. we're having, but it's great. It's great fun, and I know that there's going to be some great things going on here at the tail end of the summer, especially for the RC Scale Builder Show, and going to have some fun. So welcome back after your summer respite there.
Well, you know, it was. In some ways, it was nice not to have to do the show, but in others, I actually missed it, you know.
I
missed hanging out with all the guys and talking to them. But we got a couple of events coming up, too. And, of course, the upcoming events are brought to you by myrcevents.com. Be sure and check them out. We got the Hawks Warbird Fly-In September 4th in Hamilton, Ohio. Warbirds over Atlanta, and our good buddy Dutch Van Kirk will be there, right, Matt?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe he's going to show up out there.
Be signing autographs and so forth. That's September 3rd and 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. Warbirds over South Carolina, September 10th and 11th in Easley, South Carolina. That's a real nice area, by the
way. Man, that is a fun event.
And, of course, the Sodbusters Fall Warbird Fly-In, September 17th and 18th in Camden, South Carolina. You've been to that one before.
I'm telling you, that is one of the best events I've been to, Mike. All kidding aside, great event. And I was just thinking, I said, that'd be a fun event to fly down to. They have you know, you can land a full-size airplane down there. They usually have a little area where you can land, and that'd be fun. That'd be a fun trip. Go down there and check on the Focke-Wulf.
And for those that don't know, Matt is the proud new owner of a full-scale aircraft. Would you like to tell everybody about it?
Yeah, it's an L-2M, a 1943 L-2M. In fact, we were in Dayton this weekend covering the Ladies Love Tail Draggers event. Michelle and I flew down there, and we went by the Air Force Museum, and there it was, proudly hanging up in the World War II gallery. I was like, there's the airplane right there. That's it.
It's like, hey, there's my airplane.
Yeah, pretty cool. It looks a lot better than the one we bought, but it's still a nice airplane, though.
Well,
nice airplane.
You know, we need to have us a little Southern adventure one year here soon and fly around on that thing a little bit.
I'm ready. Anytime, Mike. Anytime. You're brave enough to get in it with me. We'll go anytime.
Well, that sounds fantastic, my friend. Well, look, we're going to cut it a little short tonight because we had Ron was unavailable tonight to give us a review, but he had some personal things come up. But he will be back next week, and we're going to have another great guest. I think Mr. Dino DeGiorgio will be joining us next week to give us some hot news coming out of Meisterland. And to let us know some new cool things going on there. But I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank Guts for coming on the show and telling us a little bit about his business. We'll have him back again for sure. That was a great interview. I love talking to him. He's
Isn't
so
he
enthusiastic
cool?
and really loves the hobby. But anyway, mostly thanks to you guys for listening tonight. And we'll, of course, be back next week. So that's going to wrap up another episode of the RC Scale Builder Show. Hope you enjoyed it. Next week we'll be back with Mr. DeGiorgio as our guest and all the other cool stuff happening in RC Scale. So be sure and join us. And in the meantime, be sure and continue to listen to Warbird Radio for some fantastic programming. Matt plays some great shows on here. And I guess that's it. And just don't forget to measure twice and cut once. Good night, everybody.